I'm the Duke of New York.
I'm Robo Evan.
And I'm Jake, a.k.a. Chiz Dude, a.k.a. Engineer Hatberg.
That's right. It's the anticipated, at least by me, Jake episode where we go over all of his emails because he sent in a lot and they were good.
Yay.
Episode. Mailroom, R&R, number three. Are we actually on number three?
Probably. I feel like
for one of them I said we were on number three, but it was actually number two.
According to my fanboy count, it's number three, but...
All right, number three. All right. So, Jake, why don't you read the first email?
Oh, boy, I get to read this all by myself.
You can tell RoboEvan to read it if you want to.
I can give him particular parts to read. Like, RoboEvan, read the sentence, see if he's paying attention.
Okay, so you want me to... Right.
No, I can go ahead and read it. Yeah, no. Okay, so I'll see if I can do this in my early I'm going to work on the bus voice. For anyone who doesn't know, I'm taking the bus to work, and you'll figure that out through the emails, I guess. So, it's early. I'm on the bus to work, and I'm not being serenaded by sweet, sweet PBJ. Also, PBJ gets autocorrected to LBJ. I was going to type something else, but I think... Yeah. I haven't written... It's been a while since I've written these, and excuse me if
it's been a while since I've written.
Terrible at reading this, so I'll do the best I can. Okay. I was going to type something else, but let's explore this tangent. I was typing a text to my girlfriend trying to ask, where are you? However, I was just as my overzealous fingers hovered on the send button, I noticed where was overcorrected to whore. What the hell? Who puts whore in the autocorrect dictionary? When could that be good? You're trying to type a message to your ex saying, you dirty W-H-R-E, and it magically gets corrected to whore. And you're like, thanks, phone. That could have been a bad one. I also attached a photo of me on a bus, because that's important. So proof that I'm actually on the freeway, which you might be able to identify if you saw the picture. And I guess the rest of the email reads, so yeah, whores, LBJ, and I just really wanted to send this for the last bit. Much love and autocorrected bum slaps, Jake, a.k.a. CHS Dude, a.k.a. Engineer Hatberg. And on the bottom, I included a snarky little sent from my Galaxy Nexus Android phone.
At least it's on an iPod.
Yeah. Sent from my iPod using this. I don't know. There's some... I feel like the people who write some of these things are like, yeah, I'm so cool, I'm going to let everyone know who gets an email from this guy where it was typed. Yeah. Like.
I realized that the for work, I got an iOS device. I got an iPad, and I realized that I was about to send emails from it, and it automatically put sent from my iPad on the bottom of everything. Like, pretty hidden on the bottom. You have to scroll down to find it. They're very sneaky with that.
Yeah, because, I don't know, I guess it's free product placement.
I think it's the best when it's one of those, like, phones where it's, like, sent from my, you know, phone 2469B72. Is it, like, a million letters? Like, okay, thanks.
Name brand phone there.
You know exactly the phone they sent it from.
Sent from my 7-Eleven prepaid phone.
That'd be a great one. I want to see that product placement. It's you figure out the quality of person you're talking to. Sent from the phone I stole from a hooker. I am not telling that guy where I live or anything. You want $1,000 sent from, I don't know.
Nigeria.
Nigeria. Well, maybe I'm not going to reply to that text. I've been actually texted twice today that I've won $1,000 at Target.
Really?
Twice from the same person. I feel like you would just text once and be like, $1,000. And if you didn't get a reply, then that means that it was either a dead phone or something, but apparently they decided twice. Also, I'm not trying to be stereotypical, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people think my phone belongs to a Chinese man.
Why?
Because A, I'm saying Chinese mostly because there's a lot more people in China than any other country in Asia. It's obviously not English. But people are calling me, like, I'm assuming they're asking me someone there. I'm like, no. And I'm like, are you going to hang up? And they keep talking. I'm like, he's not here. I don't know what you guys are saying. And I just want to hang up and I put it down. What's great is someone called me like, you know, like, excuse me, Mr. like Wang Zhu, someone's like... We've, like, towed your car or something, and I'm like, wrong number. Well, if you know him, I don't know him. Don't know who this guy is. So, apparently, it's an official somewhere, some official organization has this as a number, because people will call me about weird stuff. Like, this is emergency. Please contact the town council. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's not for me, so I'm just going to delete that message, put it down.
Do you think he might be a superhero? Like, that's how they signal him, like the bat signal? And now you have his phone number, and, you know, like, towns are just going to crap because this guy can't get his bat signal.
God, he puts out fires, Colorado.
So they have to tell him his car is being towed to give him the secret signal, because if they sent the message to the wrong person, that'd be, all hell would break loose.
Car's being towed, eh? Eh? Car's being towed, know what I'm saying? No, I don't. Please stop calling me. That's about my relation with... I feel like I just need to change this phone number so people will stop thinking that I'm someone else. All right, next email.
Right. Oh boy.
Who do we want to read?
You guys. I'm not reading. I'm coughing.
Sorry, I'll read it.
Oh God.
I'll read it. Tales from the Bus, episode 2. Come in next year, medic spamming your inbox multiple messages every week. To keep from sending 2 a day, I'll draft the email in the morning commute and update it and send it in the evening. This morning has been pretty mundane. However, I'll say that I'm definitely afraid of the man sitting in front of me. The seats in the bus have the pull-down trays in front. But the bus is going over an incredibly windy mountain highway, and it isn't so practical to use the trays. This man apparently didn't get the memo, and he has just purchased coffee smack in the middle. I don't know how it's still there. I only see him making an occasional minor adjustment to it, but I guess as long as it's not on me, I guess I'll be okay. The evening commute was extremely uneventful. Perhaps we'll have some good, strange people on the bus and spice up this piece. Much love and dry for now, bum slaps. Too tired to, for all the aliases, Jake.
Yes.
I'd like to point out that when he said Uber medic, he made the actual German Uber symbol. With two dots above it.
This one was actually touched my phone, and that's something that is significantly easier to do from a virtual keyboard than from a physical keyboard. Because you just long press on the key, and it's like, oh, these are all the possible letters that could resemble this character.
All right, well, that's good.
That's good. Good
symbol to have. I like it, because it's like, do you like eyes? Do you like U's? Well, combine them both. Get an I, U with two I's above it.
Umlauts, I think they're called.
That's not technically what it's called, but that's what it looks like to me. But, yeah, coffee on your lap. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I found out later. I might have been on a different bus, but I was observing the trays themselves, and some of them had, like, coffee cup holders in them. But this man just refused to use them. Maybe the cup was too big, but it was still in the middle of the tray, in the middle of the bus, that's shaking all over the place, and scary.
I like how the bus is just sinking all over the place, and you're just sitting there being like, man, I just hope, don't get coffee on my lap. Bus, like, flips over, and like, no, oh, coffee. All right.
At least the coffee landed on the ceiling, so it's all right.
Crisis avoided. All right, now let's get out of this burning wreckage.
Speaking of burning wreckage, Bus Ventures Episode 3, I Almost Died. I don't know if this is actually burning wreckage. Who brings the barbecue on the bus? You know the big round ones with the red legs make it look...
I'd just like to point out, who brings barbecue on the bus? The South will rise again. Those people who have Confederate flag, beach towels, those people bring...
Okay, this is an horror podcast, right? This counts as RR. Can I go on crazy tangents?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, so two crazy tangents I want to go on. First of all, the email that you read on the last mailroom, I think, with me with the picture with the South Rise Again t-shirt.
Yes.
I don't
with
actually
the
own...
the two Confederate flags? I'd like
I
to
don't...
point out not one, but two.
All out. That's all I can say. But I don't actually own that shirt. That was photoshopped. So I am not in California with a South Can Rise Again shirt, and I was surprised that they exist because I didn't actually have one. So
sure.
I'm not sure if there was a confusion. But right. Also, we were just at a campground this past weekend, and the camp host had Confederate flags all over their RV and their car. And it was
where
really
else would you put them? Yeah.
Well, in California, this is not something you see every day. I'm not sure about where you guys are, but there
He's
are fairly
Boston,
few.
I see it all the time.
Yeah, Duke from the South. I'm up north. I just see a bunch of Union flags because, you know, for some reason, the Civil War is starting again.
Oh, yeah, no. We have, like, grave sites every so once in a while, and there's just a Confederate flag above it. Like, whatever.
They call them reenactments, but...
No, I mean, like, there's actual, like, grave sites and then the Confederate flags on them.
Oh, like, yeah.
Were they Confederate soldiers, or were they just random people who said,
I'm
you know
assuming...
what?
No, I'm assuming they're actually Confederate soldiers.
Okay, that would make slightly more sense. Oh, my dog is here.
Oh, hey, something else going on. I don't know.
Boom! Alright, want me to continue with the bus venture?
I guess so.
Yeah. Sure, keep going.
Okay. You know, alright, who brings barbecue on the bus? You know the big round red ones with the legs that look like a stereotypical UFO on stilts? Yep, that's the one. I can't get a picture of you because it would be awkward, and I don't really like being awkward in public. But you'll have to trust me, she's sitting up in the front with a barbecue on her lap. I wonder if it's clean. I guess, I don't see ash all over the place. And, so it probably is. But what if it wasn't? Oh man, if it's not clean and she drops it, I'm pretty sure we're all gonna die. Only 25 minutes to go to work. Hope to see you on the other side. The ride home was again uninteresting and surprisingly empty. Compared to the packed bus in the morning, there's almost no one on it. This is very strange. I won't jump to any conclusions here, but I count myself incredibly lucky. Much love and ash-free bum flap. Jake, a.k.a. Engineer Hatberg, a.k.a. CHS Dude.
I'd just like to point out that I'm pretty sure barbecue is Soylent Green. So maybe just, you know, everyone just dies at the end. Maybe that's just what happens. Maybe everyone's just dead. But maybe they have such a good advertising system, they get so many more people in the morning.
They all get trapped in just their dinner.
Food, it comes from somewhere.
Bus Adventures, Episode 4, Red Vine.
Red Vines are inferior to Twizzlers, but that's not the point. Keep going.
Oh, whoa. I guess I won't stop the podcast. Oh, wait, inferior.
I said, keep going.
Okay.
Okay. Nothing happened on the morning commute. Maybe I just fell asleep because I had to leave for work at an ungodly early hour. Alright, this isn't a bus story. I just wanted to make you jealous. I started an internship last week. I was meeting a coworker and he pointed out the table where there were often snacks on his floor. Why can't I read? There was a full 5-pound tub on the table. So I asked, the snack is Red Vines today? Shockingly, he replies, no. Those have been there for months. If you want some, I guess you can have them. The feast begins now. Oh man, could this be the end of Bus Ventures? A mostly uneventful day. And I almost forgot to send it today. Nah, talk to you tomorrow. Much love with bum flaps at Red Vines. Copious amounts of Red Vines. Copious.
Copious.
Okay. Copious. See, I thought I'd say Arena.
I'm from the South. The South will rise again, and I can say a word better than you. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
I reckon. Oh my word.
Jake, a.k.a. Engineer Hatberg, a.k.a. CHS2. And on... Any comments?
Red Vines are inferior candy to Twizzlers.
Red Vines are... Wait, no. I don't... Do you sell... Okay. Can you get a tub of Twizzlers?
Well, yeah.
Yes?
That's
I can
a problem.
Get a tub and
I mean,
then fill it with Twizzlers. What is your problem?
I mean, I know, basically, like, I don't know about down there in the South, but up here in Boston, basically, and like, every store, I use the term every lightly, because I don't mean every at all, I don't know why I said that, at some stores, you can buy, like, these giant, like, they look almost, they're about the size of, like buckets, and they're just filled with Twizzlers.
Okay, so that is the same as the Red Vines that I have at work now, which are mostly gone, but How could you prefer... I can't even describe. It's been so long since I had a Twizzler. It was so appalling when I encountered them that red vines were obviously superior. And I guess all I'm right. really in no place to comment on it because I haven't
Now let
had
me them. Put it this way. I had a Twizzler and I was like, God, that's awful. I had a red vine and I was like, God, that's worse. I'm going to go back to eating at Bojangles. That's right. Southern restaurant that neither of you would know about.
Yeah, that's a real place? I thought you were making up names.
Nope, Bojangles. All right, if you want to talk about making up names, we have... First of all, apparently Food Lion's just a Southern thing. Rogue Food Women hasn't heard of that. Neither have you, apparently.
No, I have not. Go
but
on.
That's, I mean, it's just a grocery store. And it's just called Food Lion.
Now that I think about it, I have heard of it, but just on another podcast. So,
yeah, I mean,
people talking about it.
It's nothing particular, it's just a, you know...
I mean, but you haven't heard of Stop and Shop.
Stop and Shop, no.
Yeah.
But that sounds... No. But, Rogue Weapon, I take your Stop and Shop, and I raise you a Piggly Wiggly.
No!
We have what I'm going to refer to as basically a low-class grocery store called Piggly Wiggly. It's above Walmart, but below about everything else.
No, I think you've talked about Piggly Wiggly on this on the podcast before, haven't you?
Maybe. But it's a real, real thing. Also, speaking of Southern things,
oh, good.
Duke's mayonnaise.
Oh,
look it up. I actually looked up the demographic for it, and I'm pretty sure that the border for where they sell Duke's mayonnaise is around the Mason-Dixon line.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure they sell Duke's mayonnaise where the South officially was during the Civil War. Like, it's just like the lower east part of America, basically cutting through Texas a bit.
I just want to point out the subtext on the website for Duke's Mayonnaise, which I can confirm as an independent observer is real, or an elaborate hoax. That on the website, it's the secret of great cooks and the secret of great food. So that's why you have great food in the South, is because of Duke's mayonnaise. I'm sure
yeah,
they sneak
it's
it into
so
everything.
So fatty for you. That's why everyone in the South is fat, because Duke's mayonnaise. And let me tell you, I will just eat that stuff. And I, let me tell you, I had a spoonful, and I'm pretty sure I passed out. Like, I just had that, and then dogs started barking.
Yeah.
Apparently, Jake has dogs and a cat.
I have dogs and I have lots of cats. I have tons of animals.
All right.
Okay, I think
I have one cat.
Excuse myself really quick.
I raise you with. No, okay. I was gonna. Look at him go. Yeah. He ran. All right. Let's ramble a bit randomly.
All right. What's your favorite type of pet, Robo Evan? Do you have
I
any
hate
pets?
It. You know, I had a goldfish once. No, actually, I didn't have a goldfish. I had a Chinese fighting fish. And
you got
I
the fish that would kill any other fish you put in your
Yeah.
Right.
And it survived for 3 years.
And I didn't even feed it once. That's the miracle.
No, I fish don't last that long. Fish do not last long at all.
Well, maybe not your fish.
I had a hermit crab that lasted for a year and a half. Those things die in like a week.
All right. Well, Rob Webb apparently picked.
I had a few. I had a few other fish. One I tried to play tag with and it died.
What do you mean?
How do you play tag with a fish?
Did you throw it outside and go tag? You're it.
I know. I took it out of the fish bowl. And I played. I tried to play tag with it, and then when it stopped breathing, like when it stopped flopping, I tried to put it in the toilet because the fish tank was closed to see if it would live. I just had to flush it.
One stop shopping. It's either gonna live or it's gonna die. It's gonna figure out either way in the toilet. And then Dad's insult to injury before he flushed it. He was like, you know what? Save water. Use the toilet.
Desecrating the memory of your poor little tagfish.
Yeah.
Fire alarms apparently kill fish also. They significantly decrease their lifetimes. In apartments, my girlfriend had fish, like a whole bunch of them, and they were all very pretty, and the fire alarms went off, and they lost all of their color. I don't know where it went. And then they just died, belly up, and within a few minutes.
The fire alarm went off?
The fire alarm went off.
So basically, someone was cooking, they got a bit smoky, fire alarm went off, all of the fish died.
Even better, someone was cooking in another room, because the entire building is linked up with this fancy fire alarm that makes it incredibly safe, but incredibly annoying. And so someone upstairs was cooking. They said, oh, the smoke is filling up the room. Let's open the door to the hallway and set off the building fire alarm. And so everyone got evacuated and the fish all died. It was good
fun. I remember my grandmother was cooking once. I'm going to let Duke die. And my grandmother was cooking once. And she, it was during a heat wave. And it was 120 degrees, which probably isn't much for Duke. Or probably is normal or something. I don't know. It's 120. That's a lot.
It's still terrible, but it's normal.
Yeah, see, up here that's a lot because it's usually cold. It's not really. We have, you know, like the highest it usually gets is around 100. That's like the highest all summer, usually, and the lowest is like 60. So it still gets pretty chilly in the summer. And it was a super hot day, and she was cooking, and she did the same thing, tried to vent it out the front door. But, and we live on the 10th...
Why don't you guys open windows?
We have open windows, but I don't know. I don't know what the problem was. Maybe it just wasn't going enough. But, so then the whole fire alarm started going off. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, but we live on the 10th floor, all the way up. And, the firefighters came, because the alarm went off. They walked all the way up the flight of stairs.
Use an elevator during a fire.
No. But they walked up 10, like 20 switchbacks, because it's 10, but it switchbacks twice. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a lot of stairs. Mm-hmm. And then, in like 120 degrees, in their equipment, she's like, sorry, you want some water? Because,
your blood.
And then they chop your head off with the axe.
Yeah, and that's how my grandma died, so Boston justice.
and then everyone stoned her dead body out in public. It was terrible.
So I lived in the Middle East, Boston, where there's anarchy and people with guns. Actually, they weren't firemen. I'm pretty sure that they were an insurgent group of some sort.
They were an insurgent death squad. See, Duke, this is why we need to play more Arma and hunt them down. Has that even been released yet? I'm making references that no one's going to get.
We talk about playing Arma all the time.
Yeah, in the future, this reference will make sense.
Yeah, well, you recommend strongly against playing it, to point out.
Yeah, I recommend. I hate it so much. I hate that game, but I have to play it. God, it's terrible. I play it, and I'm like,
you're addicted.
That's a flaw, that's terrible. Just don't start. Arma 2, not even once. Alright. Well, Jake, why don't you read the last email?
Yeah, I'll do that. Let's see if I can read it somewhat better than Robo Evan.
I'm better.
I'm pretty sure I compose emails in such a way that they're difficult to read out loud. I don't know why that is, but let's try this.
I'm just stupid, I think.
I agree. I can second that fact.
I'll abstain.
Burn. Oh, well, that's what. That's two yays versus one abstain. I think that goes through.
Passed. All right, it's a bill now, or is it a law? I don't remember that song.
Well, it's okay. Whatever we're doing.
I'm just a bill on Capitol Hill. What?
Bus Ventures, episode 5. Well, all right. Damn it, guy. All right, damn it. This is it, guys. The barbecue lady is back. This time, she also has a tarp, table, and aluminum foil. I know what you're thinking. Oh, she's just going into the park, 40 miles away, to have a nice barbecue and picnic with friends. But I ask you, at what cost? At what cost? She looks pretty awake now. Or, she looks plenty awake now, holding the, oh, damn it, I smell propane. Could I have been wrong, assuming it was a charcoal barbecue? Is my mind playing tricks on me? This could be even worse. Hand on the emergency exit on the window. Steady now. Let's ride this thing as long as we can. There was another ongoing backup story I had, but this is more important. Plus, if I die, there will be a cliffhanger, and that's really what I want, a cliffhanger part, not the dying. You can call them, I don't know what I wrote here. Okay, this sentence.
Words.
Words, okay, there's words here. Okay, all right, let's start this paragraph over again. Plus, if I die, there will be a cliffhanger, and that's what I really want, the cliffhanger part, not the dying. You can call them, I don't know who them is, but you can call them up and say, you need to put this on the tombstone. He always had a backup story. Also, his name isn't Jake. It's Cheese Dude. Much love and mildly comforting bun flaps. Jake, a.k.a. Engineer Hatberg, a.k.a. CHS Dude or Cheese Dude.
All right, and he died that day.
Yes. And so we are... the twin brother, actually. Hello, I'm Jake's twin brother.
Oh, hello.
I'm Jake's twin brother, Jake. Some might call me a twin. Some, I'm a twin. However, some people like the term genetic clone.
It's okay. We harvested his organs and cured my liver cancer.
All right, well, that's good. You need your liver for more drinking.
Yes, exactly.
So well, apparently, there was a barbecue terrorist or something.
I don't know what she was doing. Like, she's been on the bus since, and I haven't written more emails about it because I've just been tired. Work is exhausting. I hate it. But, actually, I love it. Anyways, she's been on the bus every day and just carrying all the same stuff. I don't know what she's doing every day over the hill.
Because... No.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
You go ahead. Mine's not really important.
Oh, well, mine's not really important either. She's carrying a barbecue on the bus over a hill every day. Who has that many barbecue parties?
No, you
maybe
should,
she's
you're...
just sad and alone and just eats barbecue all the time.
You should pay attention to see if it's a different barbecue. Maybe she's creating like a big giant barbecue propane bomb.
Oh my goodness. This is
she's like an
awful.
Evil lair under a tree, and she just brings all her barbecue. And she's just buying them with the propane in it, and just bringing them down to her secret shelter.
I'm just dying, don't mind me.
Yeah.
If you smell propane, get out. Get out now.
No, it's fine. I can't smell anything. I feel like I have the next episode of This, That, and Something Dirty.
Okay.
Lady carrying a barbecue. What's she doing with all of that barbecue? But that's a story for another time.
Another day. Yes.
So, CHS dude, you're a listener. What type of games do you play?
What type of games do I play? I play. Not so many games as some people do, as maybe you guys do. But
yeah.
I play...
It's called an addiction. You bet. I'm pretty sure you don't as much as I do.
Mostly Team Fortress 2 is my PC game of choice. But I haven't got... It's weird because I haven't got to game lately because I'm in college now and I'm working full-time over the summer, which is normally my gaming period. But when I do play games, I play Team Fortress 2 or Minecraft. And from time to time, I play Magicka or online, like... Flash games with friends, but yeah, mostly Minecraft and Team Fortress 2. Those are my shenanigans.
Alright, so if you play other games, email us at pbjcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Because we need something to ramble about. Alright, what do you consider barbecue? Let's lay that down, because there's Southern barbecue, and then I want to know what you guys call barbecue.
I don't really, I mean, no, what do you mean, like barbecue food or like things we barbecue?
Things you barbecue. We have like pulled pork. Pork. We will literally just burn a pig.
Pork, definitely. I mean, yeah, like normal pork, maybe cold. I don't really eat much pork. Steak, burgers, hot dogs, more like usually when we barbecue, you know, because we can only barbecue in the summer, it's usually at like parties and, things like that, so it's more, I don't know what you call it, like
social gatherings.
Yeah, well, social gatherings, yeah, it's more just, like, you know, quick, like, you know, like a cheeseburger or stuff, things like that, but, you know, just, what would you call that kind of food? I don't know.
Grilled food? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's more grilled. When I think barbecue, I think, like, I don't know, we burn pigs, like I said, that's kind of our thing, pigs and chicken.
That's the only proper barbecue I can think of in my
basically. What I've realized is if you take the African-American stereotype, that's not actually an African-American stereotype, that is the Southern stereotype. If we have a barbecue, we have fried chicken, we have watermelon, and we have some sort of colored drink. And I have on my dad's side of the family, we have a get-together like Memorial Day and stuff. And the family lineage is... on this farm has been tracked back at least 10 generations. So that means we have paperwork for 10 generations.
Yeah.
We are the whitest, southernest people you could theoretically run into, and that is what they do. I mean, when we get together, we literally get, like, a tin that you could probably bathe someone in, and it is absolutely filled with barbecue.
Wow. That's incredible.
Well, when I say barbecue, I mean fried chicken. We have another one filled for the other food we fry, and then another one filled with the other food we fry, and then we have like a pint container with like some sort of salad in it. And by salad, I mean potato salad, which, as we previously stated, is covered in Duke's mayonnaise.
that makes it great.
The healthiest thing there, as I've previously covered, has caused men to have diabetes within 2 minutes. So that's pretty much what we do in the South.
Now I'm curious, do you deep fry your own food?
I don't know. I mean, it's like such... We can, but the family get-togethers, we get like industrial-sized things. Yeah. Like, I'm convinced someone in the family works at a restaurant because it's just this huge, giant thing. And I'm like, who else would have even access to buy such a thing?
Now, Duke, if you had the opportunity, would you eat deep-fried Duke's mayonnaise?
Would I? Wait, sorry, repeat that?
That sounds intense.
Duke.
I mean, would you be willing to risk your life and just die of a heart attack immediately after eating this?
At least I would die happy.
It would be delicious.
Duke killed Duke. I feel like there's some sort of meaning in that. I'd be too busy dying of a heart attack though to think about it.
Now, I feel like this is on a weaker but similar note. On my camping trip this weekend, we were making bacon on the campfire, and we had a big iron skillet. And so someone was taking marshmallows out of the food pantry. I'm like, you know what? This has to be done. And so we dropped the marshmallows in the bacon fat, let it roll and sizzle for a while, and ate them. It was amazing. But I could feel my arteries just stopping.
Now,
it makes me feel kind of bad, but I kind of sort of just make things in bacon fat sometimes. Like, if I am going to make bacon, I'm going to make bacon first. And let's say I'm making bacon and eggs. I will then cook eggs in the bacon fat.
It's better that way. Like, I'll make bacon for... Use bacon fat instead of butter. It's much better.
Just use bacon fat instead of anything. Just use bacon. Just put it in a drink.
No, don't even put it in a drink. Just drink it.
Get a syringe. And just sort of, you know what? You're going to die.
It's more efficient that way.
Product yield is over 100%. And by product yield, I mean people dying from stuff.
Success.
All right. Well, I'm sick and dying. Can you guys think of anything else to talk about?
Well, we can have this one email here that finishes it up with some pictures. I survived the bus, but didn't have anything interesting to report. So I had to do this. I was watching one of your videos, and the suggestion came up at the end, and while forever now I'll picture you two as indicated. Much love and sweet, sweet imaginary bum claps. Jake and aliases. And it's a picture of our world's dumbest American at the end, and there is a picture of a man who appears to be drinking something.
Assume it's bacon fat for this experiment.
There is a man drinking bacon fat, and he is indicated as me, and then there is another man, like, staring into the camera with this, like leaning on his hand that is indicated as Duke.
I like how I am indicated as... being younger than RoboEvan.
Yeah, I do!
That's not how it works, but still, I enjoy it.
I'm not sure why that worked. It was late at night. I don't know how late that was. Oh, that was only, like, midnight. That's early.
It was only midnight? What?
Yeah, I know. I was working, though, so, like, midnight is super late. I get up at, like, 6, so it sucks.
I also get up at 6, but look at me now, Mother Hubbard.
Yeah, what time is it where you are? I'm in a different time zone.
It's midnight. 12. Basically.
Is it? Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
That's right. Duke of New York, no sleep to Austin.
Nice.
Something, I suppose. Alright. Well, I should probably actually be getting to sleep. So this is mailroom number 3. I've been the Duke of New York.
I've been RoboEvan.
I've been Jake and other aliases.
Bye.
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 Bye.